Speaker, trainer, coach, and a radio and TV personality, and the creator of the acclaimed Vision Program. I have a true life story that's been called From Peanut Butter to Private Jets. I've also been referred to as an expert in the field of thought transformation. My mission is to deliver the message and to bring you the tools for real success, abundance, and happiness. Every week, well, actually a couple of times a week, I will be exploring interesting and thought-provoking topics, from interviews with successful entrepreneurs to insightful discoveries in self-fulfillment. The promise is to always deliver information that will make a difference, not only in your day, but new thoughts to consider about how you can create your own remarkable life. And, you know, there are always some great surprises scheduled, and today is no different. But what I want to do before we get on to our show today, I've got some things I want to share with you. And the first thing I want to share is, you know what this is? It is today's G-Note. What's a G-Note? A G-Note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop into your email box every single morning. Now, today's G-Note simply says, "Dear friend, life is a series of constant decisions, and yet we are unaware of most of them. So here's why I ask you, what kind of decisions are you making?" And today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about making decisions to think big, absolutely to think big. Now, if you'd like to get a G-Note in your email box every single morning, just go to my website, that's candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and sign up for G-Notes. But I'll also let you know you can friend request me on Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter, and you can get the G-Notes there as well. And I'm very happy to announce that we just passed our 1,000th G-Note, which is pretty exciting. And thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the great responses for that G-Note. So what I want to do is, you know, I said we're talking about the decision to think big. And I'm going to help you by bringing on the guest that I'm bringing on today. He is called a marketing guru by the Wall Street Journal. And I'm talking about none other than Michael Port. And he has lectured, trained, inspired, and provided coaching and consulting services to over 20,000 business owners in the last 2 years alone. As a speaker, he's headlined events with leaders like Brian Tracy and Tony Robbins. He wrote a mega best-selling book called Book Yourself Solid so that business owners can get all the clients that their heart desire. But I will tell you what we're going to talk about today is he finally wrote something called the Think Big Manifesto. Think you can't change your life and the world? Well, think again. This is the most provocative book so far, and he wrote it for one reason, is to rally everyone. That means you listening today to think bigger about who you are and what you have to offer the world. So I'd like to welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio, Michael Port. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So excited to have you here. So let's talk about this Think Big Manifesto and why you decided to write it. Well, you know what? Before we do that, can you share a little more background with my listening audience?
Oh, sure. I guess I'm considered pretty unconventional.
Love unconventional.
Yeah.
We love that.
I didn't start off in business, and I didn't start off as an author. I started off my career as an actor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and you know, I had a modicum of success. I was on most of the TV shows that you would have watched in the 90s.
Give me a show.
Sex and the City, Law and Order, All My Children, 100 Center Street. I was in the film Down to Earth, The Pelican Brief, you know, on and on. So I did some work, but, you know, I was like a guy that you'd sort of maybe see and go, I don't know, he kind of looks familiar, you know? But that's about it. You know, maybe you just saw me in line at Starbucks and it wasn't on TV. I still once in a while get recognized for my role on Sex and the City, which I must admit I love because it's fun that was, you know, 12 years ago or something, and it still pops up. But I guess the point is that you don't necessarily need to end up in the same place that you started. And I think that those of us who are willing to continuously reinvent ourselves by reconfiguring what we have, and turning it into something that we want, if we're able to do that and be adaptive and to think big about what is possible for us, then you can move into many different areas. You know, nobody else holds the key to the gate, you know, for the place that you'd like to go. And so people say, oh, my God, how'd you go from an actor to, you know, being in business and owning businesses and then writing books? That's just impossible. Who does? What do you mean it's impossible? It's just a couple different things that humans are capable of doing, and I just happened to do a couple of them. Maybe it was because I couldn't stick with one thing. I don't know. But the point is that nothing is locked off to us if we are willing to think big about who we are and what we offer the world.
And, you know, I understand and believe your philosophy as well. My personal story has been called From Peanut Butter to Private Jets. You can fill in the middle. And it was really understanding that I could change the way that I think and change everything, and that I did. And so it's an extraordinary, extraordinary thing that you share. And I love your Think Big Revolution.
Well, you know, the Think Big Revolution is the online meeting place for the members of this revolution, people who read the Think Big Manifesto, and they use it as their handbook to their own personal revolution. They have a meeting place where they can hang out with other big thinkers, get inspired, get encouraged, get supported, do the same for others, post their events for what they're doing, you know, out in the world, write about what they're doing, create their own web page about what they're doing, and so much more. And it's just a free, totally free social networking site called thinkbigrevolution.com. And it's the online meeting place for members of this revolution.
And we'll make sure folks get that again and again while you're on the show with me here today. You know, one question that comes to mind, Michael, when I think about the fact that you're an actor and now that you're a speaker and you share this information with folks, it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I would imagine, or I might guess, or I might assume that there's a place where, yes, you can be an actor and be in front of folks and they see you for an instant and they've had, you know, that moment of enjoyment and entertainment, which has value. But now being in the place where you can share something with somebody that is much more lingering, how is that difference for you?
Well, it's interesting because there's this strange thing that happens in our country, maybe around the world, with the TV and people who are on the TV and the way that we relate to them and interact with them. We have this idea that if somebody's on the TV, then they are somehow special and, you know, we should treat them like a golden god, which is just crazy to me. And I recognized that when I was in TV and film, and I certainly see it now too. But it's this idea that these people are somehow different than us. And then, you know, now doing what I do, writing books and offering advice and support for those people who want to think big and want to build their own businesses. I often talk about the fact that we put much more attention on the idea of something like stardom and are more influenced by those who we associate stardom with than we are by those who are closest to us that may actually have the greatest greatest to teach us. Meaning, are we learners or are we viewers? And I think when you get overly obsessed with cult of personality, or you put too much emphasis on a guru, you know. You know, this person knows something that I don't know, and they are different than I am, and they somehow are special, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then you distance yourself from what is possible for you, and you distance yourself from those people. And really, the people who do really big things in the world are simply in pursuit of mastery. That's all you're doing. Every single day, you're getting up, and you're trying to improve upon something that you did the day before or the way you thought the day before. And that's the simplest way that I can look at big thinking. Continuous improvement, continuous improvement, continuous improvement. There's no magic bullet. There's no trick to it. You know, there's no three easy steps to it. But it is the question is, you know, who does the future belong to? And I think the future belongs to the learner, not the learned. Because if you take the approach that you know everything, then you're done. That's it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so the future belongs to the learner, I think.
Oh, and you know what? This is such great stuff. And as we go to commercial break, I want to share a quote from Michael Port's book, The Think Big Manifesto, Small Thoughts Fear the Future. Big thoughts are the future. Think big on that. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Don't go away.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and my special guest, Michael Port. Now, before we get back to Michael, I want you all to mark your calendar. August 21st and 22nd, I will be in Raleigh, North Carolina, at the Empowerment 09 event. Come out, come out, come out. I've got some great stuff for you. You can go to empowerment09.com, or like y'all always, you can go to Candy G at candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. Just email me, and I'll make sure that you get all the info. You know, Michael, before we went to the commercial break, you were talking about the difference about how folks, taking a look at stardom and then taking a look at learning and some of the differences between that. And brought to mind a situation, I guess it was about a year ago. I wanted to go to a concert. I'm a big country music fan, and there was a big star coming into town. And so I went online to get my tickets, and this was about a 5,000-person arena. And the tickets sold out in less than 10 minutes.
Oh,
and
wow.
Some of these tickets were like several hundred dollars, up to $500-$600 for some of the better seats. And I sit back and I take a look at the speaking industry, in which you and I are both in, and think about what it takes to get somebody to spend that kind of money on their personal growth as opposed to going out for just one evening and enjoying the entertainment for the evening.
Yeah.
What do you think that part is, and how can we begin to get folks to say, hey, let's take a look at what you can change on the inside so you can even do more of this stuff if you want?
You know, that's a really interesting observation. And, of course, we know that we live in an experience economy, right? So people are willing to pay for experiences, much more so than commodities these days. And this is why, this country music singer can sell out in 10 minutes, because people think the experience is going to be extraordinary. I actually am going to an event next weekend in Philly at the Wachovia Center, and my seats are on the floor, and it's $600 a ticket.
I got
two tickets, $1,200. I'm willing to pay for it because I think the event is going to be really extraordinary. However, here's the thing. If you don't have disposable income,
right?
If you don't have disposable income, the question is the initial hit, right, the momentary hit off the event, is that more important? Is it more fulfilling than the long-term fulfillment of an accomplishment of a dream?
And I hear you exactly.
Yeah, that's the question to ask, right? When you are considering, where do you apply your funds? Where do you apply, your energy, your resources? And look, you know, certainly one of the issues that people have is, you know, can this stuff work? Is it real? And then the other thing is, people ask, if it is real, am I willing to do the work? You know, because I know that I got to do some work too, and no one's just going to wave a wand over my head and make it happen. And with work comes a lot of responsibility, and it can be scary doing new things. But we know one of the principles of the Think Big Revolution, right, which is in the Think Big Manifesto, is that we learn in action, and we embrace the fact that the future is uncertain. Control is an illusion. And so once we give up this idea that we can control what's coming, and we embrace the fact that we can learn in action, then we can create experience after experience after experience for ourselves that, you know, when you take the aggregate of these experiences, you look back on a life of fulfillment, whereas if you look back on a life of country music concerts or events at the Wachovia Center, where you're just the spectator, that is probably a life, you know, unfulfilled. Well, I saw some cool stuff, but what did I do? What stake did I have in the game? Was I on that stage? Was I in that ring? Was I, you know, part of that experience? Or was I watching the experience?
Right, and what you know, and what you said, it to pay money to go to the center to see who you want to see. I totally support that. Like you said, it's not because you have disposable income. I mean, I'm all about that. But you're right. Is that so many folks? What would they have? They've tunnel vision, and they are looking for, you know, what is it I can do to just keep my mind busy instead of stopping and saying, what can I fill my mind with? What is it that Jim Rohn said? Unsuccessful people have large screen TVs, and successful people have large libraries.
That's right. Well, it actually, it is true that children, this is very interesting. I think this was in Freakonomics, the book Freakonomics. Children who grow up in homes that are filled with lots of books actually have higher IQs.
And I believe that to be true. I mean, I absolutely.
Now here's the question. What happens when all our books are digital and they're all just on the Kindle? I mean, I'm sure the same thing is true, but look, obviously you can say, well maybe
stuff's audio, right?
Right, or the parents are educated, you know, and that influences the educational value applied to the, you know, child, etc., or associated with the child. But I still think it's a very good point, you know, and you can start today, now. You don't, you know, your past is not necessarily the predictor of your future. You know, oftentimes, you know, you make some assumptions about the way somebody's going to behave in the future based on their past, but it's not, you know, you're not locked to it. You're not obligated to, you know, to repeat the same, you know, ways of being that you experienced in the past.
Right, and you can make that decision to think bigger or think differently. You know, another story comes to mind, and all these shows are recorded. Your show today will be recorded and goes into the archives, and we have several hundred shows in the archives. And I had this one young gentleman on the air who did a show, I think it was last year. And what was very interesting, you know, you talk about kids growing up in houses that have a lot of books. Well, his family, they were very much about personal development, CDs and tapes in the car. So they played them all the time while he, as a little boy, would sit in the back seat and just have to soak in what mom and dad were listening to.
Oh, that's interesting.
A very fascinating young man, and when he was 14 years old, he got a job, I think, at McDonald's, saved a couple $1,000, bought a lawnmower. His last 2 years of high school, he had his own lawn business, of which he hired people to mow lawns while he was an 11th and 12th grader. When he graduated high school, he sold his first business for $50,000. Now,
that's great.
It's not knowledge, it's power. It's the use of knowledge, it's power. And he took all this stuff. It went into his little brain, and then it came out, and he put it to use.
That's great.
So
I love it.
Yeah, isn't that a wonderful story? Yeah, it's a killer story. And he's still on building, growing. He has these great ideas. We've remained friends, you know, which is pretty exciting. So what do you want the Think Big Manifesto to do?
Well, look, if I was, you know, if I was thinking small, I would say, well, you know, I hope a couple people read it, and or I hope it stays on the New York Times bestseller list or something like that, right? Which is seems like a big accomplishment, but it's just a piece of paper with a number on it, right? It doesn't necessarily mean anything unless people are affected. So do I hope that I can influence some social change? Absolutely. But I'm not going to do it alone. There's just no way to do it alone. And, you know, one of the things I talk about a lot in the book is how to do big things with others, because it's very difficult to do big things without others. And we have this myth in our culture that it's all, you know, you got to do it on your own, you got to climb that mountain by yourself, you got to be the underdog and rise up, and et cetera, et cetera. And it's just a myth. It's not really how big things are done. That's the story that's often wrapped around great success. But fundamentally, if you talk to the people who've had great success who seem like they've done it all on their own, they'll tell you they didn't. It's the first thing that they'll say. And if they do say they did it on their own, probably they're not too popular anymore.
I'm nodding profusely.
Yeah.
Never doubt that a small group of committed people can change the world.
Absolutely.
The truth is, they're the only ones that ever has. And that was a quote by Margaret Mead, which you probably know well. You know, it's interesting. Another story I'll share with you, and the truth is, the folks that are listening, is take this information. It's great to listen to Nothing But Good News Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I have folks listening in over 80 countries, which is very exciting. But take this information and put it to use somewhere. I was doing an event a couple of years ago in London, and there were 1,000 people in the room. And I asked those folks there, because they were sales folks, Michael, and I said, who here has heard of the book Think and Grow Rich? And out of 1,000 people, I had 700 hands in the air. Well, if you people have heard of the book, how many of you have bought it? Now I've got 300 hands in the air. Well, you people that have bought it, how many of you have read it? Now I have 60 hands in the air. Well, of you people that have read it, how many of you have taken the time to learn the principles, apply them to your life, and affect change? Michael, out of 1,000 people, I had 2 hands in the air.
Oh.
I know. So
oh, that hurt.
What's that?
It hurt.
However, but when you've got folks like you that are out there doing the things that you're doing, Think Big Manifesto, sharing your message, getting people to hear what you've done and how they can create change, boy, I promise you, we are going to be able to change those numbers. And I will tell you, we're going to head off to another commercial break and another quote in Think Big Manifesto, and I want you to remember this one, embedded in your brain, your dreams matter to the world. This is Candy G. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is ready when you are. Shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Welcome back. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. And before we get back to our special guest, who I'm so excited about the work he's doing, I want to tell you a little bit more about the work that I'm doing. My team and I are in the workplace today. We are called the New Face of Workplace America. And we have a program where we will go in and teach folks how to utilize some of the power that lives not just in their conscious thinking, but their subconscious thinking to absolutely, we're changing companies from the inside out. And I'll tell you, here's just one of our CEO quotes. It has affected our bottom line every day. You're not doing the vision program. I promise you, it's costing you money. So if you're interested in finding out more about that great stuff we do, just contact me at my website, candyg@candyg.com. Now, we have a caller on the line. I'd like to go ahead and bring the caller on, Michael, and take a question, if you don't mind.
Of course.
All righty. Okay, caller. Jed, are you there?
I am. How are
Welcome
you?
Welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Isn't that wonderful? Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Do you have a question for myself or for Michael Port? Doesn't he have great stuff? Don't you love this Think Big manifesto? Isn't it amazing?
You know, it is, and it's really ironic that he made the comment about that he couldn't do it alone, that it takes more than just a tribe to create change. There could be a catalyst, and so thank you very much, Michael, for being a change agent and a catalyst.
Oh, you're
welcome. I'm on board. I'm listening. This is great stuff.
Thank you.
And do you have a question, or did you just want to comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to heckle. Thank you.
Hey, I like your kind of heckling. Thank you. If anybody else has a question or a comment, please give us a call at 305-541-2350. And if you can go on Facebook, and those numbers are all over the place. That number's all over the place if you need that. So, you know, I love them. I'm picking out all these little nuggets out of your book, The Think Big Manifesto, which I have been holding in my hand since the show has started. And one of the things that you say here is, I love this, we didn't fail, we tried. So many people are afraid of failure.
Well,
so what do you like to say to those folks? I'm sorry?
Yeah, I think a lot of us. I think that, you know how I'm able to identify a learner and someone who's in pursuit of mastery? Someone who's really willing to do big things. Somebody who is willing to lose a certain proficiency or momentarily, meaning, you know, to be a little confused with respect to where they are in pursuit of a breakthrough, in pursuit of a higher level. So, for example, I do martial arts. I've been training for a long time, and the more you train, the more proficient you get, the more you realize you don't know. And oftentimes, people, as they get more proficient, will hold on very tightly to what they know. And they don't want to lose that, and they hold on to a status or an identity. But that's when you get stuck. That's when you plateau, and you stay at the plateau. And people who push through and continue to find breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough and continue to evolve in pursuit of whatever discipline they're trying to master, they are willing to throw away some ideas they have about themselves or the way to perform or the way to behave in pursuit of continuous improvement, meaning they may not perform very well for a few months, but then they will perform much better later on. Tiger Woods is a great example. He changed his golf swing at the height of his career. People said, is he crazy? He fired his golf coach, decided to do it on his own, but he really wasn't doing it on his own. He was working with folks. So don't let that fool you that the lone wolf syndrome is the way to go. But he wanted to make a change. And what happened is it hurt his game for a while. And he was willing to fumble around in front of the whole world as he was improving his stroke, because he knew it could be even better. And so that's a great example of that kind of willingness to, quote-unquote, as you said, fail, right? Wow. You're continuing to try to find ways to improve. So don't just blindly try, like, well, I'll try it if it doesn't work. But you're trying specific strategies that will hopefully improve a situation. And if they don't work, okay, fine, you'll try again, another strategy. But let me make a really important point. And sometimes this can be a little bit heady, so let me see if I can articulate it well. Mastery, this idea of thinking big, and you can call thinking big, you can call it mastery, whatever you like. It's a path that has hills and plateaus and valleys. And there are technical challenges, and there are adaptive challenges. And there's a difference between those two challenges. Along the path of doing big things in the world or towards big things in the world, we run into challenges. This we know, this is natural. But they come in two varieties, this technical variety and there's adaptive variety. So adaptive challenges require that we adapt in order to address them. Adaptive challenges can only be met by transforming ourselves, how we understand ourselves, how we understand other people, how we understand our situation, and how we respond. So these adaptive challenges require a transformation in our receptivity and our responsiveness. So we get stuck when we try to meet adaptive challenges technically. When we treat adaptive challenges adaptively, then we're on the path of mastery. We are learning and developing ourselves as human beings. But be sure that you can understand the difference between a technical challenge and an adaptive challenge. And if you the risk that we run is to look at most challenges as technical. Well, if I just learn how to do that, if I just learn that procedure, if I just learn that tactic,
sounds to me like you're talking about the difference about learning things to do and then learning how to be, and in learning how to be an authentic you. Is that
exactly? And learning how to be requires adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is very, very important.
I hear you, and it's such great stuff, really. And I know, I was thinking when you were talking about Tiger Woods, how he trusted his intuition and what an important piece intuition is. And that the other piece I was thinking about when you were talking about Tiger Woods is how there's true wisdom in uncertainty, and how you can kind of let go into the uncertainty because that's where all the real possibilities live. So you're talking about a risk. I mean, you're really talking about risking, but then again, I believe only those who risk are truly free, because then you can have that peace that you talked about, the true pursuit of mastery. You know, it's interesting. In my own life, I will tell you, Michael, I didn't start out to be an author, trainer, speaker. As a matter of fact, I will tell you, 17 years ago, I was a broke, homeless, single mother. And I was absolutely in pursuit of mastery to save my own life, to think big enough so that I could create the life that I wanted for myself and my daughter. And I'm here on the show and I'm listening to you today, and all the things you're talking about, I'm just like nodding my head. I'm going, yes, he's so got this. This is so right. This is so true. And the question becomes how to get as many people as possible plugged into the idea that they can think bigger. Another quote. Here's another Michael Port quote. I love this one. I can't fix you. Not only that, you're not even broken. How many people do not think big because they think they're broken?
I think it's a lot. You know, I think that there's a strain of thinking within our culture that says you come into the world broken and that you need to be fixed or saved. And I disagree. I think that you come into the world whole, and over time, due to trauma or other experiences, we start to break down our way of thinking and our ways of being so that we move farther and farther away from our core, our natural state of being, a very powerful state of being. And I think, and what I love to explore is how to get closer and closer back to that core, to know that you're not broken, to know that you're whole, to know that the perfection of humanity is in imperfection, and that there is nothing wrong with you. And don't let anybody ever tell you there is anything wrong with you. But keep reflecting and observing on the way that you behave in the world. And I'll say one more thing about this. There was a group of philosophers during Plato's time called the Cynics. That's where the word cynical came from. And we look at cynical as something that's negative. Oh, you're a cynical person. But the Cynics, their fundamental philosophy was that all judgment of others is what creates suffering. So all suffering is due to the false judgment of others. And I would add to the false judgment of yourself. And so we need to step away from this idea of judging ourselves, judging others, comparing to, and keep focusing, keep getting closer and closer to the core of who we are and a full self-expression of that.
And eloquently put, what are some of the things that you do, Michael Port, every single day to keep yourself on track?
That's a great question. You know, I struggle with small thoughts all the time. I think most people do. I think all big thinkers will tell you that they struggle with small thoughts, but they're willing, you know, to do battle with them. And when I get up in the morning, I spend 45 minutes to an hour doing what's called Zazen. Yeah, it's a sitting Zen meditation. It's challenging. It's very challenging. I actually don't like it that much, but I do find it rewarding. It's not like a sort of lie down in the bed and close your eyes kind of meditation. It's a sit in a rather uncomfortable position without moving for an hour, and then sometimes you do these things called sesshin, where you do it for 7-8 days at a time, and it's really just miserable. I have no idea why anybody does it, except that it is fulfilling. Your soul is fulfilled, and it does create a deep sense of ease and self, an opportunity for connection to yourself and to the environment around you. So I like to start the day with that, but I'm very clear about what I do with my time, and with who and who I spend it with. And so I think focus is so incredibly important. I think we all need a vision for ourselves, certainly, and we need a learning plan, because no matter what stage of development we're at, emotionally, financially, etc., the vision that we're working toward is always beyond our reach, because it's a vision. If it was within our reach right here, then it would just be reality, not a vision. So if we want to realize a vision, then we need a learning plan to help realize that vision. And so I craft learning plans that work out over the course of 12 months, and then I break it down for every 9 months. And I look at these learning plans, and I look at the projects that I need to do to realize the vision, and then I create a learning plan around those projects. What do I need to learn adaptively and technically in order to realize this vision? And then I plan and focus on that learning plan. I plan how I'm going to go about following the plan, and I focus on following the plan. And then I spend my time doing just that. You know, and then I break it up for interviews and talking to lovely people like you.
Oh, how sweet you are. Yeah. What is your... listen, here we go. We're heading off to another commercial break. So here we go. Here's another great quote. I love sharing these. You got to get this book, The Think Big Manifesto. Outcomes are not the starting point. Isn't that the truth? All right, good stuff, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio and Candy G with Michael Poore today. So before we get back to Michael, right now I want to let you know we are taking submissions for articles, good news stories, and essays for our next issue of Nothing But Good News magazine. You need to get them in the next 2 weeks. They will be reviewed, and we'll see if we can get you published in Nothing But Good News magazine. If you haven't got your copy, just go to my website, candyg.com. KANDEEG.com, and click on it. It's right there for you, and you can check it out. But we're getting some great submissions in. But, hey, if you want to get yours in, this is a quarterly magazine. Get it in the next couple of weeks, and we'll see if we can get your name in print. You know, Michael, I'm going to have you for about another 10 minutes. And you know, I want to make sure that you get in everything that you want to give to the listening audience. But what I want to – I'm just fascinated by the things that you've done and the way that you think and how it is that you want to change the world. And you've talked to me about how you do the things that you do. But here is one of those questions. It's, we were talking about a doing question. Now I want to ask you a being question. Like, what is one of the favorite, what is one of your favorite ways of being? How does Michael like to connect to his outside world?
Oh, that's a lovely question. Let's see. Well, I like to connect, and sometimes it takes a lot of resiliency to continue to do so, because I don't always get the response that I would hope for. But I like to talk to almost everybody that, you know, I meet. That I see, like I pass by people, I talk to them, you know, I'm in the line, I talk to people. Wherever I go, I try to talk to people, and just to connect with them and see where they are, and just, you know, share a nice moment. You know, no agenda, not like, oh, I'm going to make this person happy, or I'm going to do something.
Oh, no, I understand. Yeah. I understand well. I have a teenage daughter who's like, Mom, do you have to make friends with everyone? But people
fascinate
me. Yeah,
you know, the funny thing is sometimes it's I'm not particularly, you know, odd looking or, you know, scary looking, but
no,
sometimes
I've seen your
I think
picture.
It
You're
makes
not.
People a little nervous, you know, like, why is this guy talking to me? What does he want? You know? And so, you know, I just have to know that that's a normal reaction and be okay with it and not have an agenda and just do it. So that's one way of being that I really enjoy and it makes me feel good.
I like to, what I like to do with the show, especially when I have folks like you on the air, I like to expose as much of who you are with the listening audience. I find people fascinating. I think the work that you're doing is fascinating, and it's good stuff. So what I want to know is I want to make sure that everything that you would like the listening audience to know while you're with me today, you get an opportunity to do that. So what do you want to make sure they walk away with today?
I would say this. I would say that... that you can do a lot more with a lot less than you think. Mm. And that you are more than you know already. And, you know, I don't have any secret sauce, meaning, like, you know, I wasn't, like, touched and told that you have more than, you know, you think. But I know that you have more than you think because I have more than I think. I just got to keep thinking about what else is possible. And I think the same for you. So, you know, do the work yourself, but don't do it alone. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, you know, you've got to do the work, whether it's personal work, this adaptive work, or the technical work. But don't do it alone. And I think that's the thing that I always remember. You know, as it gets tough, the challenges come. Be adaptive. Learn, you know, technically. But don't do it alone.
You know, one of the things that I do, we've got a lot going on in my company, and I've got some great employees. We do some great things. We train, I speak, we write, we do the radio show, we do the magazine, a lot of great things going on. But, and case in point to what you just talked about, is one of the services I offer is a CEO concierge coaching service where folks can reach out and grab me, especially if they're the big guys. See, folks don't realize, like the guys that, you know, we may be talking about folks that haven't done anything big, but guys at the top that really, really, really are trying to make things happen, oftentimes they feel like they have to do it completely on their own. And which is another interesting, different set of circumstances. Wouldn't you agree?
I absolutely would agree. I think sometimes we're scared of working with others because maybe we don't think we have enough to bring. You know, what would our value be? Why would someone want to work with us? Mm-hmm. Or maybe we're afraid that, well, we'll do this work with somebody else, and then they'll take it, and they'll get the credit, et cetera. So I think trust is such an important part of doing big things in the world, to trust yourself, to trust others. You know, and I have a whole chapter about trust in Think Big Manifesto, where I say trust everyone, almost.
Because I like that almost piece. Well, one of the things you said earlier, I think is brilliant. If folks could just grasp this one thing that you talked about, the cynics, what did you say, that all suffering is created by the judgment of others and judgment of yourself? That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. If folks could take that one concept that you shared on the show today and begin to take a look at, how can I today be in non-judgment of those that I come in contact with, but also be in non-judgment of myself? How amazing.
It would be great. It's difficult. I haven't mastered this myself, but I'm working towards. I'm in pursuit of it.
It's the state is called moksha. It's a state of non-judgment.
Yeah.
And I agree. I'm with you there. I'm working on trying to master that, but it's not that easy. But it is, as you said, the pursuit of mastery.
Exactly.
It's always taking a look at how can we be better. You know, the interesting thing, like I said, I never, I didn't set out to, you know, be the person out in front of everyone. As a matter of fact, I was always the person behind the scenes in whatever I did, worked hard. But as I began to learn that if I could think bigger, and I had to at one point because I said I lost everything 17 years ago and I had a little four-month-old baby to raise. And I had to learn to think bigger. And the bigger I learned to think and the more I stayed focused on that, the more showed up bigger and then bigger. And finally, 10 years ago, I recognized that I had great information I couldn't keep to myself. And I closed my eyes as scared as I could be and stepped out and said, okay, I'm going to share this. Oh, my God, what's going to happen? And today, extraordinary things, absolutely extraordinary things. And I share this with you not to impress the listening audience or to you, really not, but to impress upon folks that if I, the most ordinary person I know, can step out and create the life of my dreams because I learned how to think big and to stay focused on that big thinking, well, then you can too. And that's one of the biggest reasons, Michael, I wanted to bring you to the show so that you could share some of this extraordinary wisdom with my listening audience and that we could get them to get off there, you know what, and make a move.
I know. You know, continuous improvement in the Japanese form of Kaizen is small improvements. You know,
little ones.
Small improvement, small improvement, small improvement, small improvement. And it adds up to pretty big improvements.
Yeah, and you turn around and you go, wow, look what happened.
Yeah, look, we made a Prius. You know?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You know, what I will do every year is on the day before my birthday, I will sit back and take a look at what I've accomplished the year prior. And it's always amazing because out of little tiny steps that you make and you realize, wow, look what just happened. I mean, and it didn't happen overnight. It was those small steps. Such extraordinary wisdom. How can folks find you, Michael?
MichaelPort.com. Great place.
Nice and easy. There you go, MichaelPort.com. And like always, you can go to CandyG, CandyG.com. Email me, and I will make sure you get all of Michael's information. Now, I want you all to listen to me. Can they get your book off of your website or Amazon, or where do they find it?
My books are anywhere books are sold. I have four different books, so check them out. Go to Amazon, just search Michael Port, and you can see Think Big Manifesto will come right up, as well as the other books I've written. And any of your favorite booksellers will have it or will get them for you.
Okay, so I'm telling you right now, this is Candy G telling you, I'm sitting here and I've got this book in my hand. Go out and get this one, would you? Okay. Michael, we're going to say goodbye to you here because we've got somebody coming on for the last 10 minutes. But what I do want the listening audience to know is that to think big is to know there is no absolute knowing except the knowledge, listen to me, except the knowledge that big things are possible. And I'm going to add, and big things are possible for you. Michael Port, you're a delight. Thank you so much for being on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank
we'll
you.
You
it was nothing
time.
But fun.
All righty. Awesome. Bye
okay.
for now. We're going to head off to a commercial break, and we're going to come right back because we got somebody else to talk to today.
Are you shipping electronics, hazardous material, live animals, or household goods? At Amerjet, we welcome all your business. We carry it all. Ship your goods direct with Amerjet, and you know you're getting the best price and the most reliable service. Amerjet has daily all-cargo flights to the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, and South America. Local offices and staff in every country. Call 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Welcome back. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. And that was some really great stuff with Michael Port and the Think Big Manifesto. I want you all to get out there and think big. One of the ways you can do that is you can go to great events, especially if you're local. I've got a wonderful lady with me, and boy, she knows how to think big. I'd like to welcome Valerie Parker to the show. Hey, Val.
Hello.
Valerie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Candy G.
Hi there. Did you get to hear some of that great stuff from Michael
Port?
Yes,
I did. Michael Port is phenomenal, and I want to salute you on Nothing But Good News. It is always a pleasure. You know, you're one of the most phenomenal women I know, and when I grow up, I'm going to be just like you.
Oh, honey, I have news for you. I haven't grown up yet. Thank you. You know, I appreciate that. And, Val, you know, you're no stranger to Nothing But Good News Radio, and you know that we're out here every week doing what we do because we want to make a difference. Absolutely make a difference for folks. And you've got an extraordinary event coming up, and I wanted to give you some airtime so you can share with folks what you're doing and why they need to get out and spend some time with you.
Okay, I have a retreat coming up next weekend, August 7th and 8th, at the Diplomat Country Club. It's called the Soul Retreat, a place where healing begins. So many people are going through various things, and, you know, they need an outlet, they need a relief, and they need a vacation. Well, the Soul of a Woman Retreat is for men and women, and it is kind of inspirational and empowers the human spirit. That's why I created it, so that we can be strengthened in our daily lives, so we can go back out there. The kids are going back to school and stuff, so we need to be fortified.
Yeah, right. What a good time of year, just before things get kicked back up again, which is a great thing.
Yes.
And I know that, you know, you talk about healing, but I also know you've got some folks coming to this event that can also really teach folks kind of what we were talking about today, how to think big and how to get past adversity and how to take their challenges and turn them into real wins and victories. Share a little bit about your guest lineup and some of the things that people might hear, see, get, understand, experience while they're there.
Okay. You know, everybody wants to be great, but, you know, greatness is not given, it is earned. And I have some phenomenal people. I have Carlos Malone out of Miami. He wrote a book called The Rib Connection, and he teaches you how to be strengthened in your relationships and your inner self, whether you're single or married. You got to know who you are, because a lot of people walk around have no idea who they are or where they want to go. So he's going to encourage you, and I have Keither and Tawana Williams. Now, Tawana has been on your show before. She was born without arms.
Let's stop slowly. Let's tell folks.
Okay.
Tawana was born without arms.
Yes.
Let's talk about thinking big here,
yes.
Okay? Isn't it amazing she was born without arms? So tell the listening audience a little bit of some of the things that Tawana has done.
Oh, my goodness. She is phenomenal. She's 4'8". As I said, she was born without arms, and she does everything with her feet. She's a motivational speaker, she's a singer, she's an author, and she's going to talk to my people about no more excuses. And she has a husband and a beautiful daughter, two grandsons, and she has done it all. You know, we're always walking around trying to change ourselves to benefit somebody else and complain about what we don't have. Well, she is going to show us how you can appreciate and work with what you do have. No more excuses.
That's right. So for you folks who are out there feeling sorry because things might not be exactly the way you want them to be today, today is your day to say, you know, think about today's G-note. Life is a series of decisions. You get to make a decision to start thinking bigger about your life. And if Tawana Williams, 4 foot something, no arms, can think big enough to get out there and create bigger than most folks, well, you have no excuse. I'm sorry.
Yes, and she has a man and has had one for the last 18 years.
He's a doll. I met him. He's a doll. They're great. They honestly, they're great. I love them, you know, and Tawana, if you're listening to the show, honey, I love you. They really, truly are amazing and great folks to have there. Who else are you going to bring out for folks to experience?
And she's a phenomenal entrepreneur. She always has a business going on the side, apart from speaking and writing books and things. She does a lot of MLM to generate additional money. So there are really no excuses why anybody should be living down defeated lives.
Right. And, you know, and she really is in pursuit of her own perfection. You know, what's interesting, and we talked about this when Michael Port was on the show, and he talked about that all suffering comes from the judgment that we give ourselves and to others. And she gave herself no judgment at all, which is, or maybe a positive judgment. I can do anything, and there are no excuses. So that's exciting. Who else do you have that you're bringing out for your for folks to experience at this retreat?
Gloria Ramirez. She's out of Miami, and she has a ministry called Love Center Ministries, and she teaches people how they can be healed from the inside.
Because that's where healing is
healed outside.
That's right. How can folks find more info? I just want to make sure. We're going to keep talking up until the end of the show, but I want to make sure your website gets out there so that folks can find you.
Okay, www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. And, you know, like I say, I got a couple of speakers, a couple more speakers, but, you know, I'm going to cap it off with a 70s party.
Now,
they don't have to come to the retreat in order to come to the 70s party, so I'm offering that as a separate ticket, too.
Okay.
And it's $50, and it's a fundraiser for domestic abuse. That's what this whole weekend is about, is raising money for domestic abuse and help children that are in single-parent homes with tuition for school.
You know, when you got folks like you out there, and when you got folks like Michael Port out there making a difference in the world, I got to tell you what, we're going to see some changes. We're going to lock arm in arms, and we're going to get out there, and we're going to make sure everybody's really taken care of. And the things that people need is that's what they get. They get right thinking. They get to think big. They get the things they need to take care of their families and their home because of fundraisers like yours. Valerie, you are a remarkable woman. From thesoulofawoman.com. And I'm telling you, if you're in town this weekend, if nothing else, you got to get out to that 70s party and meet some of these remarkable folks. Who else do you have coming out? Do you want to make sure folks don't miss?
Anita Hicks, talking about being authentic. You know, I didn't come in touch with your real self.
Mm-hmm.
Leon Muhammad, protecting your family and building your future. You're going to tap on a little finances and just family structure, things we need to have in place, rather we're single or married. And this is not for couples. It is not just for couples. It's for individuals that want to be empowered and inspired to move to the next level.
Well, there goes that music. I got to tell you, Valerie, I love you. I love the work you're doing from thesoulofawoman.com. Like always, you can contact me, Candy G at CandyG.com. Your job today is to get out there and think bigger than you thought before. You're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, telling you to just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.